Hello and welcome to this week's Nintendo Objective Podcast. This is Mike again. Thanks for joining. This week we're going to talk about more karting, Armillo, Child of Light, Spacey Duty, and Spin the Bottle. So let's get started. Mario Karting. Past week, Nintendo announced, finally, a US bundle. It's going to include the game, the Wii U system, and you get a Wii U controller and a Wii U racing wheel for $350. That's not bad at all. That's ridiculously good. However, to even sweeten the deal more, Nintendo announced, hey, you know what? Buy a Mario Kart, and you get a free download of one of these four games. And in the UK, they got even a sweeter deal. Choose from 10 different games, one of which isn't the Wonderful 101, which I really, really wish they had done that here in the States. I already own the game, but so many people need to play that game. It's a great game. Regardless, you get to choose from one of four games: Wii Party U, Wind Waker HD, and Pikmin 3. I'm going to be picking up Pikmin 3. I've been wanting to play it. I just haven't gotten around to it. I've had so many games to play. So Nintendo's making a big push. And more importantly, it's a push in the right direction. Now, I've seen that they've been making good choices since November. And some other people have noticed that as well. But the majority of the gaming community has not seen that. They just focus on the bad. Now, I'm glad to see, after this bundle was announced, it's really hard to keep hating. They cannot do any better than this. This is other than giving away a free copy of Mario Kart 8, which is ridiculous. They're giving a free download, people. $350 for two solid games, like the not like a little downloadable $10 game on the eShop. Two full-priced games, Wii U, and an extra controller that's specific to Mario or Luigi, and the racing wheel. That's ridiculously good. Now, Nintendo is not out of the woods, not by any means. They still got to keep pushing, and I think that's why they intend to push Mario Kart for a full year in the UK. They're doing all this stuff, especially in the UK. You notice this emphasis in the UK where it typically doesn't really do all that well? Year-long Mario Kart promotion. Hey, you guys get to choose from 10 downloadable games. Hey, by the way, we're going to give you this awesome pre-order bundle as well. This other thing, like with the blue shell and everything. They're making a big push in the UK, which is really smart. Where you don't have a whole lot of business, try to get business. Try to give incentive. And then here in the States, how can you beat that deal? $350 for two games, a system, an extra controller. You can't beat that. So they're not out of the woods, but they're doing much, much better. Keep your eyes peeled for all the Mario Kart stuff coming out. They've also put out, the last week they put out the secret Mario Kart racing community up on the Miiverse. Been checking that out for the past like 4 or 5 days. Man, the game looks pretty. Even in those screenshots on there, it looks pretty. It's going to look even better playing the actual thing. I'm super stoked for this. Guys, if you're going to get this game, I want to race you. My Nintendo ID is mbowerman256. That's mbowerman256. Really easy to find. I want to race against you guys. I'm ready to cart it up. And speaking of games coming out in May, there's a game coming out called Armillo. Now, why should you be excited about this game and why should you support it? Well, let me tell you. First of all, it's coming to Wii U first. That's a good thing. It's coming to Wii U first. And the second thing is, it's a 3D platformer. Now, go to the indie game section and tell me how many 3D platformers there are there. Now, there are a lot of great games, but there aren't enough of these 3D platformers or just 3D games in general. A lot of them fall under a few different categories, and that's just kind of what they do. This game is going to appeal to you in some way, shape, or form. Now, keep an eye out. I'm going to be doing a mini-series here really, really soon, and I'm going to be doing a contest as well starting tomorrow on Monday, May 5th. That is Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to start a contest. You're going to be able to get a free downloadable code from a game on the eShop. That's to be determined. And keep an eye out on the Twitter account. It's NIN_objective. This game, needs to be promoted. This game looks great. It looks like it's going to appeal to puzzle gamers, action-adventure gamers, platformers. Heck, if you just like music, it's going to have awesome music in it too. So you should check this game out. And it's important to get this out because we need more like this. Now, recently, the past week, there was another game that was going to be 3D exploration and who knows what else, but from first-person view, and it was called Cult County. Now, it was a pretty lofty Kickstarter, it was something like $500,000, but it only made like $48,000. We need to support these games that are not just side-scrollers or not just on-the-rail shooters. That's why I was so excited about this game. I'm also excited about a game called Hover. They look awesome. So keep your eyes out. May 15th, Armillo. Go buy it the first day. And if you can't do that, go buy it the first week. You won't regret it, guys. Another eShop game that I want to talk about that was just released this past Tuesday is Child of Light. Guys, if you have not gone and bought it yet, if you have not downloaded it yet, stop listening to this podcast and go and download it right now. Why? Well, let me name the giant list of reasons. Number one, it's art. Go check it out. It is phenomenal. It looks great. The backgrounds, the depth, everything. It is a side scroller, but it feels like so much more just because of the art direction and how they've done it. Ubisoft uses their UbiArt engine. Think of Rayman Legends and Rayman Origins, but even more so just drawn. It is awesome. Number two, the music is fantastic. Go just have a listen on YouTube. See if you can find a couple songs there. Just the theme song from the menu title. It is awesome. The gameplay so far, it introduces something really, really cool to me. And maybe it's been done before in something else and I just have not played it. But it's a timing, so it's like a typical RPG where, you know, you take turns, it's turn-based, but it's on a timer. Go watch some videos on the gameplay. I hope to have a review up within the next week or so that you can see that, but it's really cool. It's really simple, but it can get so complex. It's rad. The characters are really cool, and the story, I mean, it starts off already on this note that I can't even describe. It's like melancholy fairy tale. Guys, go and get this game. It is a good game, and we need to support good games, especially from these bigger companies like Ubisoft. They make a good game. We need to say, hey, this is a good game. I'm going to spend my money on it because, guys, make more good games. The final reason I want to talk about why it's so important is it's a third-party developer and a pretty darn big one, especially because they're going to be releasing Watch Dogs, hopefully, on the Wii U later this year and sticking to their promise and utilizing the gamepad. Now, what gives more incentive for them to do that than if they see that Wii U owners go and buy another game that is just, it's a cross-platform game. I mean, there was some advertising, but it wasn't massive advertising, nothing like Watch Dogs, and it sells incredibly well on the Wii U. We can make money on the Wii U. Why don't we actually make a game that people will want to buy? Go figure. Guys, go get Child of Light. Stop listening right now and go play it. One of the headlines this past week was Activision released they released a little teaser trailer for the new Call of Duty. Then it starred Kevin Spacey and a lot of us were kind of confused. And then the trailer actually leaked and it was full on Kevin Spacey. Now, I think the title should be called Call of Duty Recycled Warfare. There's so much recycling going on, including Kevin Spacey's character is very similar to his character in House of Cards. Very, very similar. Same demeanor. Even the same look. If you watch the video, same look. But I gotta say, I still watched the video, and I was compelled to watch the video, and it made the game a little bit more appealing because of Kevin Spacey. Good move, Activision. Well done. Don't just get your cheapo comedians going on there shooting around and, you know, like you have in the past with your commercials. You chose somebody that you see, Kevin Spacey, what's he doing in a video game? And then you think, well, maybe I should watch this. It kind of looks like Kevin Spacey, too. That looks pretty good. And it's pretty darn good. His speech, it's worth the watch alone, guys. It's not like you haven't heard something like that before, but you just got to go watch it. Well done, Activision. And I think it's kind of funny, too. I actually just started watching House of Cards with my wife recently, and the very first episode, it shows him listening to something in headphones, and it's playing classical music in the background, so you automatically assume, oh, he's listening to classical music, and then it cuts away and he's playing Call of Duty. He's got these headphones on, and his wife takes them off, and you hear the gunshots and everything, and the yelling and screaming. I thought that was hilarious. So, well done, Activision. I have to applaud you on that. Final thing I want to talk about today. Spin the bottle. Well, what do I mean by that? We're going to talk about putting spin on things. So stories are all about spin. For instance, I hear how Nintendo was milking Mario and other franchises to death. I've heard that a lot the past week. Now, I did not expect this with Mario Kart 8 coming out. I understand it, I guess, but I didn't expect it. I expected just hype, which there is a lot of hype. But why don't we hear complaining about another Halo? I haven't heard a whole lot of complaining about that. I was done by Halo 3. Or, why do I not hear a lot of complaining about another first-person shooter that is exactly the same as 100 others, but just looks a little different? Just a little bit. It's all about spin. So why do people hate Nintendo right now? Specifically the Wii U. Spin. Are you starting to get it? Nintendo is cutting out journalists and giving gaming news directly to the gamers. Get it? Nintendo Direct? Guys, get it? Nintendo? Anyway, they don't like that. The journalists don't like that. So why all the focus on everything bad Nintendo does? That's right, spin. They don't like that, so therefore, we're going to focus on the bad, and we're going to talk about all these bad things, and we're going to spin all these bad things. And when something good comes out, we're going to counteract it by bad things. Remember when when Microsoft announced for the Xbox One no backwards compatibility? There was a huge uproar for about a few weeks, and then it just disappeared off the face of the planet. And people went and bought their Xbox Ones, and they got their Titanfalls, which is fine, whatever, I'm not bagging on that game. But where did it go? It just disappeared. Spin. Spin. Remember when PS4 announced that it would be streaming backwards like games from the PS3, and that was a huge draw over the Xbox One? You notice it's still not out? The system's been out since November, and it's not coming till summer. Okay. That would have kind of pissed me off a little bit. I still do want a PS4, and I plan on getting one at the end of the year. But I was wanting to play games like, I never got to finish the Uncharted games. I want to play The Last of Us again. I want to play, put some of the big AAA titles up there, and you appease people as you add your library, right? What if Netflix had started and said, oh, by the way, we don't have any movies, but you can watch this show that's 5 episodes long. Yeah, that's cool, right? People wouldn't have gotten it. Now, I understand the PS4, they're focusing on the new games and all the other social media stuff. That's great. But my point is, that was kind of a big deal, and when it came out and it's coming summer, how come there wasn't a whole lot of complaining or anything like that? You guessed it. Spin. You have to be careful what you believe. I can say this from a hands-on perspective. I hated the Wii U. I really did, and I thought it was terrible. And for a big chunk of the first part of its life, the first 9 months or so, well, after it released a few months, and then 9 months after that, basically January 2013 to about September 2013, it sucked. Let's be honest, it had a couple really awesome games, but whatever. I thought it was terrible, and I already had a bat on for this thing. I did not want it. I wanted nothing to do with it. It was a piece of junk. It was gimmicky. All of this stuff is underpowered. What a pile of junk. It's an upgraded Wii. I already have a Wii, so why do I need this thing? Then my brother-in-law got one. And, he asked me, hey, you and Chelsea want to come play Super Mario 3D World? And we were hanging out. It was a family day, so we're like, what the heck? Just, pass the time. Go in there. I'm not thrilled to go play this thing, because I had played Super Luigi Brothers, or Luigi U, or whatever you call it, with a couple friends, and it was fun. It was fun, but I wasn't impressed to the point of like, whoa, the Wii U. And I saw Wind Waker HD, which it looked really, really good, and what they've done with the gamepad and how they incorporated the controls was really good. It just wasn't selling it to me. I was still a hater. Why would I want to get this thing? Then I played New Super Mario Bros. 3D World. I played 3D World. And I realized I'd been duped. I was just reading all these articles. I was looking at all these things. I was looking at all Nintendo's mishaps. Don't get me wrong. They screwed up big time. They screwed up big time. There's a reason they got into this hole. But regardless, I was focusing on all of that stuff. Not on actual facts. Not looking at what it was. When I actually sat down and played the thing, I had so much fun. Since I've owned my Wii U, the 7 games that I have, I've had so much gameplay out of those things. I haven't played games like this and wanted to 100% them so much in a long time. Long time. I think the last one that I wanted to 100% and just like full on get everything and I was so into was Dead Space. Dead Space 2 was the last one. That's been a while. Now, there were other good games, don't get me wrong. Last of Us is one of my favorite games. I liked BioShock Infinite, Batman, Arkham City. I can keep going and going and going. But I didn't really want to 100% them. You know, once I beat them, it was kind of like, oh, okay, move on to the next game. These games I just keep coming back to. I want to play every single one of them all the time, whenever I go to play. So, I had been duped, and I bought into the spin. I bought into these news stories. Now, that's not to say you can also put positive spin on things as well, make things look better than they are, aka polishing a turd to make it look nice, right? Now, I understand that side as well. So my point being, take everything with a grain of salt. Don't just believe everything that you see, and don't believe everything on the internet, kids. Right? Because the internet knows everything. Get the joke? Anyway, play a Wii U, and play games like 3D World, Pikmin 3, Wonderful 101, and Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. Or try some of the third-party games like Deus Ex, Human Revolution, DC. Most Wanted You, Need for Speed Most Wanted You, Rayman Legends, Assassin's Creed 4. You'll see the system is more than capable and is getting a bad rep when it doesn't deserve it. The problem right now is it's getting bad press and bad spin, and third parties can make their games great on those systems. They really, really can. The problem is they're just not. Now, there's an incentive that I understand there. They need to make money. If they put all this time and effort into it, I mean, look at Rayman Legends. Excellent game. Did not make a whole lot of money. Granted, it did not make a whole lot of money across all the systems, but it didn't make a whole lot of money generally. So why would you put all this time and effort into a Wii U version if it's not going to sell well? And that's why I mentioned games like Child of Light. We need to support these games, these third-party games. So when you hear bad press, or even when you hear good press, take it with a grain of salt. Look at it, kind of look things up, do some research, look into it. You may be surprised at what you find. I was totally surprised by the Wii U, and I love my Wii U now. I really do. And I'll say it every single week. Nintendo is going to have an awesome year this year, starting with Mario Kart 8, and then it's going to just go on from there. It's going to hopefully snowball, but I think it really will be getting bigger and bigger. Go check it out. Play those games that I suggested. I've got some reviews up on the website. Go check out those reviews. Every one that I've reviewed so far has been darn good. You gotta go check them out, guys. This week, I have a question for you guys. Do you think the Wii U is a next-gen console right alongside the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One? I'm not talking about just graphics. I'm asking you, as a whole, is the Wii U a next-gen console like those other two consoles are? And tell me why. Leave your comments on my Twitter, leave your comments on the site, yell at me, argue with me, compliment me, whatever you want to do. Let me know what you guys think. I want to see. That's it for this week's episode of the Nintendo Objective Podcast. Again, thanks for joining me, guys. Hey, and if you want to add me on Twitter, it's capital N-I-N underscore capital O, objective. See what I did there? It's Nin underscore objective. Or you can just go yell at me on the website, like I said earlier. Check things out. Have a great week.